104.
So wet your man, Simuenda. So wet your Amanco, Simuenda, Muenda for Hello, direct so wet your Muenda Amanco Tuku.
0530.
Chitika, musavimverera kwarera.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
TVET sponsored their students at Kitwe Vocational Training College protest delayed meal allowances. In African news, Benin's finance minister, Wadagana, wins presidential election. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chua. Some students at Kitwe Vocational Training College under TVET bursary sponsorship have raised concerns over delays in receiving their meal allowances. The students who spoke to Kombon Radio News on condition of anonymity say they have not received any meal support since enrolling at the institution earlier this year. They say the situation has negatively affected their studies, with some accumulating debts as just to meet daily living expenses. The students have further expressed concern that the college management has allegedly informed them that they do not qualify for meal allowances, despite having signed relevant forms at the beginning of the year. They have since called on the Minister of Education through TVET to clarify the matter and address their concerns.
Then from there, when reporting, we were told okupitira muri ba student affairs okubokuba ati tufeto achita open ama accounts kwati wakatupeda ma mimi allowance. Well, we are still here. So the students were made to go to open ama accounts bari isura abenga fumuktari nabale kongola wakongola bari isura ama accounts and then right power kuna ma size ya ma worksuit. We are supposed to be given ama worksuit aya paskuru. From there tualeo lera and we are even made kushita sign kushita verify ama accounts whereby usuile wonse. Now 2 months ya hapa kaya our course is 2 months ya hapa 2 months tuwa ingila kwa ya going even muri 3 months so far. Now to our surprise on Thursday our principal addressed us na kubo kwa ti we are not entitled to kuma minimum allowance. Then a PP, they want to give us the IDs, want to give us, they only pay for examination fees.
And efforts to get a comment from the Students Affairs Office have failed by broadcast time as the phone went unanswered. Headman Goneri Majasa of Mukushi District has called on local authorities to expedite the completion of ablution blocks at Makopa Primary School. Speaking in an interview, Headman Majasa expressed concern over delays in the project, noting that the lack of proper sanitation facilities has forced pupils to use nearby bushes. He warned that the situation poses a serious risk to the health and well-being of the children. The traditional leader has since appealed to relevant authorities to urgently address the matter and ensure the timely completion of the ablution facilities.
Pamakopa primary school in Oshita Tulanda, Snapapo, Matuidi Salion, Yadio Vice, Mukula, Tayala, Pua, in Oshita, and Mumpang and Mako Mumpe, Pinlesanga, Fini Mumpang, and Bako Tula, I guess Yakutu like that. So Matuidi is still on Bakuta, Vale Baba, to buy some Kupangirako, Yapu Wang.
Isunga Foundation Executive Director Maurice Sontwa is calling for sign language to be made mandatory in Zambian schools. Mr. Sontwa says introducing sign language in the education system would greatly benefit learners with hearing challenges, while also equipping our pupils with essential communication skills. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, he emphasized that the sign language goes beyond communication, noting that it enhances cognitive development and can open up future career opportunities for learners. Mr. Sontwa has since urged government and lawmakers to consider incorporating sign language into the national curriculum.
Starting from early childhood to tertiary level, including institutions that are training teachers, to emphasize the importance of teachers learning how to communicate with students using SL. This will help our country to have the quality learning standards, and this will help those with hearing impairment to feel in place when they enroll in each and every, they're made to enroll in each and every learning institution. We shouldn't have institutions that are specified where we have institution for the people with our colleagues who have got hearing or speaking impairments in their own category. We should have inclusivity. If we introduce this as a mandatory subject where each and every child who enrolls in an institution is made to learn how to communicate using sign language, then this won't have categories.
National Union for Small Scale Farmers, Zambia Executive Director Ebony Lolozi says the small scale farmers are ready to increase the soybean production to 1 million tons driven by private sector involvement. Mr. Lolozi says the sector has recorded a steadily growth with a significant surge in 2023 when output reached about 700,000 metric tons. He, however, noted that progress has slowed due to reduced earnings caused by consumer price pressures, as well as limited purchases by the Food Reserve Agency, which had full storage facilities. Despite these challenges, Mr. Lolozi says the foundation built by smallholder farmers and private partners positions the sector to achieve the 1 million ton target.
Up to a situation whereby now we can safely say that 60% of the soybean production in this country is coming from the small scale farmers. So in terms of the production figure, you realize that, you know, the growth has been very steady. So we can safely say that between 2020 and 2023, there was a rapid growth in terms of soybean production up to a stage where we had reached we had reached up to somewhere around 700,000 plus metric tons.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, Chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, uizi walola maximwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with M.